European Union countries are planning to name an anti-terrorism czar and boost intelligence sharing in response to the recent deadly train bombings in Spain. Many observers say the Madrid bombings shook Europe the way the September 11th attacks shook the United States. They've clearly produced an electoral upset in Spain. We're going to examine the repercussions of the bombings and the Spanish elections for Europe and its relations with the United States. Three European editors are going to help us. They are Ian Black of the British newspaper The Guardian, Bartosz Wagarczyk, who is Washington correspondent for the Polish paper Gazeta Wyborcza. Konstanz Stelzenmüller of the German paper Die Zeit is also here. Welcome to all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hi.
Let's start with you, Ian Black of The Guardian. How are Britons reacting to the Madrid bombings? Did they erode support for the British deployment in Iraq?
Well, I think the effect of the Madrid bombings in Britain was quite specific. José María Aznar, who Spanish Prime Minister, who lost the election, went to war in Iraq against even greater popular opposition than Tony Blair saw in Britain. The conclusion in Britain is that in a future election, Tony Blair may similarly be punished by his electorate.
Let's move on to Poland, which is a very interesting case because it also has troops in Iraq. And Poland's president this past week said his government had been misled about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. He suggested Poland might pull its troops out of Iraq earlier than it had planned. Then the next day, President Bush called the Polish leader, and he seemed to backpedal. Bartosz Wagarczyk, what is the Polish government really thinking now?
I think Polish government is thinking very hard about what to do next with the Iraqi operation. It's obvious that the president told everybody, right after he said he was misled about the weapons of mass destruction, immediately he said he was misquoted. And that's because, obviously, the relationship with the U.S. is extremely important for the Polish government. The Polish public support for the Iraqi war is still slightly higher than in the rest of Europe. But obviously, the Polish government, which has a lot of internal problems, doesn't want the external problem.
Konstanz Stelzenmüller, I want to ask you about Germany.
I think the best way to describe German policymakers and public feelings about what happened in Spain is mixed feelings. The reason why Zapatero was criticized for this was that, of course, saying this immediately after the attacks and the elections made it look as though he was responding to the bombings.
Of course, the war in Iraq has been very difficult for the transatlantic relationship. And President Bush has made a distinction between old Europe, including Germany and France, and new Europe, including countries like Poland and the Czech Republic, who have been supportive. Of course, Germany and France not supportive of the invasion. What have the events in Spain meant for that old Europe, new Europe divide? Ian Black, first to you.
There's no doubt that the change of government in Spain has undercut what we've seen now for some time in some quarters in Washington, particularly on the neoconservative wing of the administration, that from Washington you can cherry-pick, if you like, parts of the old continent to suit your alliances. Now, José María Aznar was a key member of the new Europe that suited American purposes. His fall has changed the map of political and economic Europe. Just to give you one example, within the European debate, there's been a huge difficulty over writing a constitution for the European Union. Spain and Poland, both members of this new Europe, had dug in very firmly against the sort of changes that France and Germany and many other countries wanted to see. That is now gone. Spain has moved back into the old camp. Spain has moved away from that identification with the Atlantic alliance that was so useful to the United States. So there are repercussions both in terms of Europe's relations with the wider world, with America, and inside Europe.
Bartosz Wagarczyk, let's talk about your country, Poland. Might the Poles now gravitate more toward the Germans and the French and the old Europeans, given what's happened in Spain?
Ian Black is obviously right, because the recent election in Spain has put Poland in an extremely difficult situation. We were always seen by so-called old Europe, especially German and French, as so-called Trojan horse of the United States in Europe. We were seen as a close U.S. ally who will now join the European Union and represent U.S. interests in the European Union. We used to have a close ally in this fight, and that was Spain. and now we love this ally.
There's been a lot of talk in the U.S. This week about appeasement, that the Spaniards were appeasing terrorists by voting the government out of office. President Bush this week said, referring to terrorists, no concession will appease their malice. What do you think, Ian Black?
I think that the word appeasement is far too loaded a term to use. There's clearly, to my mind, and I think to the mind of a lot of people who think about these issues in Britain and across Europe, there's no comparison between the appeasement, the concept that we apply to the 1930s of the failure of the Western democracies to deal with Hitler, and what's happening now. The point about the Spanish elections was not a surrender to terrorism, but a response to a government which clearly, first of all, ignored its own people over Iraq, and then was seen, apparently blatantly, to manipulate and to lie about those responsible for the train bombings. Having said that, this is a dangerous moment. This has truly, I think, been Europe's 9/11, to use that awful phrase. I think that the experience of what happened in Madrid will, in this terrible way, bring home to Europeans that the war in terror on terror proclaimed by George Bush is not just the mad rhetoric of the unilateralist cowboy in the White House. I think it brings home that reality.
Bartosz Wglarczyk, what about Poles? Do they see what's happened in Spain? Do they see that as appeasement?
I think the word appeasement is maybe a little bit too strong. We can't compare the situation today with the situation in Europe in 1930s. But there's no way around it. Al-Qaeda attacked Spain because they wanted Spanish troops out of Iraq, and the new Spanish government, the first decision they announced was to pull the troops out of Iraq. I don't think the Polish public can see it any other way than some kind of a capitulation towards the Al-Qaeda.
Constance Stelzenmüller, what about Germany?
I think you need to make a distinction, and I think it's a distinction that the German media and public have made, between the vote and Mr. Zapatero's announcement to pull out the troops. It is just irresponsibly to misunderstand the Spanish, to think that this vote could have had anything to do with appeasement. Again, the Spanish have lived with terror from ETA, their own Basque terrorists, for 30 years, and lest the Americans forget, in the 80s and the 70s, they had help from the IRA, which was allowed to raise funds and recruit in America. And the Spanish know this, and they have long memories. They have not forgotten this.
Mm-hmm. President Bush said on Friday that the differences over Iraq among old and valued friends, that's his quote, belong to the past. Constance Stelzenmüller?
I think it's pretty much a given in the majority of the German public and among a lot of policymakers that this was the wrong war at the wrong time for the wrong reasons. So that disagreement is bound to stay. That said, there is a general consensus that it is in all of our interests, in European interests and in German interests, that post-war stabilization of Iraq not be allowed to fail because there is too much at stake for us all.
Constance Stelzenmüller is from the German paper Die Zeit. Bartosz Wglarczyk, he is Washington correspondent for the Polish paper Gazeta Wyborcza. And Ian Black is from the British paper The Guardian. Thanks to all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.